Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. First, I want to say thank you to God for a wonderful opportunity to come on the internet, Blog Talk Radio, and actually speak to mothers and daughters around the world. What a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, lately we've had a father that got on the radio program with us a week before last. So, you know, now I have gentlemen that are calling me and asking, you know, can I come on and talk to you about my daughters? They're giving me a fit and I need to, you know, talk about them, share my story. And, of course, we welcome fathers as well to come on if you have a concern about your daughter as well. You know, we're here to help in any way we can. We're about the total family. That's why we're working so hard to bring that, to increase that bond, strengthen that bond between mothers and their daughters. That creates that healthy family, that stronger bond with mothers and their daughters, which makes a happy and healthy family. So, like I said, thank you, God, for a wonderful opportunity. Thank you for listening. I see there are people on the switchboard, and tuned in. It's the Mother and Daughter Blog Talk Radio program. It's a place where mothers and daughters can come to have an honest conversation about their mother and daughter relationship and to share their stories with others. Because once you share an honest story, an honest conversation, someone is going to receive that information and it's going to help them strengthen their relationship. So that's why I push the fact that, you know, to be honest, and if you're honest, you're going to be a blessing to someone else. You know, they're going to feel that honesty and they're going to receive the information. Over the past few weeks, we've talked about love, we've talked about jealousy, conflicts, things your mother used to say. We talked about forgiveness. And last week or so, we talked about strengthening the bond between a mother and daughter. And I think the last couple of weeks, we talked about, I am your mother and you owe me. Now, that was an interesting conversation. Because sometimes mothers do feel, you know, I brought you into this world, and another part of the cliche is that I can take you out. What a scary thought. But, you know, I'm thinking many of you heard that before. And to a little child, that can be frightening. But we talked about how sometimes mothers feel that because I am your mother, you owe me. And we kind of discussed the fact that that's not necessarily true, you know. Just because you are my mother doesn't mean that I owe you something. I'll go back to the archives of Blog Talk Radio, the Mother and Daughter Bond and Network. You can click on the old radio talk shows that we've had in the past few weeks, and you can catch up and get a feel for what we're talking about and the honesty that was shared by the listeners, which made it an excellent radio program. But this week, you know, I'd like to talk about Thanksgiving. Now, when you hear me say Thanksgiving, you might think, oh, wow, Thanksgiving, it's in March? No, not the holiday Thanksgiving. I'm talking about the emotion Thanksgiving, being emotional about Thanksgiving. You know, you're talking about from within, being thankful. You know, we do a lot of things, but if you look within your heart, are you being thankful about them? Are you doing them because you want to do them? Are you doing them because you feel obligated to do it? You know, are you giving Thanksgiving in your heart, in your mind, in your soul about, I'm doing this and I'm doing it because I love this person. I'm doing it because, you know, I want my mother to know that I love her. I want my daughter to know that I love her. If you do it with love and thanksgiving, the other person is going to receive that. But if you do it with the slightest, I mean the slightest bit of regret, the other person will receive that as well. So don't think you're being slick and thinking that she won't know I'm doing it, but I don't really want to do it. Oh, emotions and energy runs very, very strong. So you can't really fool a person. And what I usually try to do and use as an example is the fact that when you're around someone that you really don't care for, and we've all been in that position, the minute that person entered the room, it's an energy force that will hit you. You know, the same way you feel the negative energy or what you perceive to be negative energy from someone else, don't think that they can't feel it from you. So it works both ways. So today we're going to be talking about how to be grateful to your mother or daughter and for your mother or daughter. I'm looking back. The switchboard is completely filled. And we have callers all over the place. Okay, let's go on. I'm excited about the switchboard. Good morning to everybody. I am, and I usually wait so long to say this, I don't know why I do, but I am Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host. And if you have something that you'd like to say, if you want to give out recognition to a mother, daughter, and Thanksgiving, express your thoughts, you know, you can give us a call at 347-539-5078, and you click 1 to join in on the conversation. Or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com and click on air and listen to the radio program via your internet. Now, I want you to sit back, relax, and what I usually say, this is a roundtable discussion, so you should be comfortable. You know, get your coffee, tea, get your daughter. Even sometimes if you just know that your daughter's on the phone with you, you can give her a call, get your girlfriends and her daughters, and have a conversation and extend the conversation beyond the radio program. You don't have to stop talking because the program is over. You know, continue the conversation. Have the conversations, you know, during the week. You know, are you being grateful this week? Help someone else to be grateful about their relationship. So this is going to be an exciting one. When you're talking about being grateful, you're talking about good news. We're talking about excitement. That's what I want to hear today. All the good things that we can do for our mothers and daughters. Okay? And I want to thank all you mothers and daughters for taking time out of your busy schedule, calling in, listening on the internet. I mean, there's so many things that you can be doing, but you chose to be here at this moment, and I want you to know I'm grateful. I'm very grateful every Saturday morning when I get on and I see that the switchboard is completely filled. I can't really tell all of the people that's on the internet because it can spread all over the world, but I want you to know that I'm grateful, you know. If you wish to contact me, you can contact me at Dr. Bessie, that's DrBessie at mdbn.org. And before we get started, I like to give a little information out on what we're doing at the center. We had a wonderful event last weekend. Absolutely wonderful. We had the mother and daughter gala. I tell you, mothers and daughters came out. And of course, we had fathers and sons, and they were so, so beautiful. I'm hoping that someone that attended the event will be on today and can share a little bit because, you know, I don't want you to just hear it from me. You know, it's a mother and daughter event. We had the Granny Awards. We had mothers and daughters coming out, and it was the Cinderella Ball. turned out everyone was absolutely, I think, had a wonderful time. Speaking of being grateful, you know, I want to say thank you to all of the people that came that from out of town. You know, I don't want to start calling names because the worst thing you can do is start calling names and miss one person, and it defeats the whole thing. So I don't want to do that. You know who you are. You know I love you. You know I know that you were there. You know I know what you did to help make that event a successful one. And I'm saying thank you to you. Thank you to the band that came and played, and all of the mothers and daughters and the grandmothers that attended and went out and bought beautiful dresses and came just to celebrate mothers and daughters. On the behalf of the Mother and Daughter Bonding Center, we thank you. But there's one person, and I have to say her name, and that's because she didn't get to come to the Mother and Daughter Gala. She got sick and had an emergency surgery. And so we want to just keep Lucy B. in our prayers. She had an emergency surgery and didn't make it. She's still in the hospital. So I think it's only fair that we at least say a prayer for her. I also want to say that I want you to keep in mind the pictorials for the Mother and Daughter Bonding magazine. Haven't received that many. Maybe you're not interested in putting your pictures in there, but I thought it would be a good thing to do a collage of mothers and daughters in the magazine from all over. Like I said, it's $25 for the processing fee. You can send it to drbessie@mdbn.org if that's what you would like to do. I think that's about it. Of course, if you want to go to our website, www.mdbn.org, that's www.mdbn.org, and join us. I'll be glad to see you there because I can track you there and look at the products, look at the magazine, and see what we are doing from the website. That's a lot out today. Of course, our honest conversation today is how to be grateful to your mother and daughter. Again, join us at 347-539-5078. Click on 1 to participate. And please do not block out your number because it will cut you off. So if you're going to block out your number, you are actually causing someone else or actually causing the person not to have the opportunity to come on and speak. You're just holding up space, and I see people doing that. It shows me when you block out your number. So when I see your numbers blocked out, it's gonna cut you off because there's so many mothers and daughters that are out there that's trying to come on to speak that it's not fair for you to come on and actually block your number and hold up a space. If you don't want someone to know that you're on the radio, you know, let someone else be on there that's really proud to say, I'm here, I want to talk about my mother and daughter relationships. You know, let's don't be selfish and do that, okay? Because the radio will, I mean, it will block you out. All right, keep in mind, the Mother and Daughter Blog Talk Radio program is strictly about having an honest conversation. So if you're not going to be honest, again, I ask you not to share. But if you're going to be honest, you're going to be able to help a mother and daughter in healing their relationship. How to be grateful to your mother and daughter. Now, let's just look at that for a moment. What does it mean to be grateful? It goes down to gratitude, which is an emotion. Gratitude, thankfulness, or appreciation is a positive emotion. And or an attitude in acknowledgement of a benefit that one has received or will receive. Now, when you're grateful, you will show the emotion of gratitude that occurs after people have received help, depending on how they interpreted the situation. Sometimes, you know, you're helping someone, and they don't really interpret it to mean that, you know, they've helped me. They just feel like, hey, you were supposed to do that. No, you wasn't supposed to do anything. You don't have to help another person, whether it's your daughter or your mother. You don't have to do anything. And mothers and daughters, you need to understand that your mother or your daughter doesn't have to do anything for you. They do it because they love you, and you should be grateful and show gratitude that they extended themselves to help you in some way. Gratitude is experienced if people perceive the help that they receive as valuable to them, costly to them, or costly to their benefactor, to the benefactor, given by the benefactor with a good intentions, whether there's some kind of alternative motive. You know, we can help someone, but we can have an alternative motive, knowing that in the back of our mind, I'm helping you, but I want something. I want you to know that. Because later on, I'm going to come back and I'm going to say to you, remember when I did so and so and so? You owe me. That goes back to our last conversation. You owe me. So we have to look at that. We talked about the hidden thoughts, you know. So when you're doing something for someone, just keep in mind not to have a hidden thought. Remember I told you about the energy. It will come out. People will be able to feel that you're really doing it, but you really don't want to do it. Or, you know, I know she's going to say something to me later on, but I helped you then, and now you owe me. Because really, they know you. And you know your daughter, and your daughter know you. Okay? Gratitude is not the same as indebtedness. While both of us, you know, they are both emotions, and they occur following help. You know, indebtedness, that goes right back. You owe me. So you have to realize they're two different emotions, but they come across and they appear to look the same. But the energy from it is not the same. You know, you can act as if, but keep in mind you have an energy force that comes across that the person can feel. And I'm not going to drive that home. I just wanted to make sure that we understand that when we're doing something, you know, make sure you don't have a hidden thought in the back of your mind, because it's not hidden. It's like everyone can see it. You just think they can't. Gratitude as a motivator of behavior. When you do something for someone, you can motivate them to do. When you have your daughter there or your mother and you say, you know, I'm going to do this for my mother. I'm going to get up and I'm going to fix her breakfast and I'm going to just make sure that she relaxed. She worked hard this week, and we're just going to have wonderful conversations. You know, that mother's going to feel so good that she's going to say, wow, let me see how I can do something for her. And she will think really, really hard all week to do some little something just to show gratitude, just to show how much she appreciates the fact that she fixed breakfast for me and I didn't have to get out of bed. Wow. Just a little thing. Not the major. You don't have to go out and spend a lot of money. You know, you send out a note. Just send a note saying thank you very, very much. The person, it brings a smile on their face, and they just go, wow, what can I do now? I'll tell you, when my daughter was little, I'll never forget this. You know, $5 is not a lot of money. But $5, well, back in that time, you know, $5 today is still $5. But I would always like to hear the way that she would be, you know, respond to anything that I would do. And my mother, man, she had her nose open wide with that. But it wasn't a put on. It was just who she was. And one day I was cleaning and vacuuming the room, and I decided I gave $5 on her bed, just in the middle of the bed. And we were always raised to, if it's not yours, don't touch it. You know, if you see money laying around, you know it's not yours, then you don't touch it. You ask, whose money is it? So I dropped the $5 on the bed, and she called me, Mama. She said, did you put $5 on my bed? And I said, yeah. I said, I put that on there for you. Oh, thank you, Mama. Thank you. You didn't have to do that. I mean, it would just do me joy to do things, because every time I do something, she was so grateful that she just started to think, what can I do next? You know, she had, you know, it was because you really appreciate the fact, and you, it really made my heart just take a second beat, because the way she would say it And to this day, she's still the same way. And so, you know, of course, I still try to do things to get that love and that appreciation, and she does the same for me. So it's not that we're special. It's just that we work hard at trying to make the other one know how much we appreciate each other, which doesn't take a lot. It can be a phone call. Hello, how you doing today? Just want you to know I love you. I hope you're having a blessed day. You know, hope you well. Anything I can do, you need me, give me a call. And that's basically what we're going to talk about. I'm going to open up the lines. We're going to talk about gratitude. And we want to do something really nice today. We just want to be thankful and say, you know, we love each other. And that it is important, the relationship that we have, because it determines what we do for the rest of our life and the decisions that we make. If we're grateful, we are happy, and we have a mother, a daughter that we can share our intimate thoughts with and know that we can tell them and it will stay there. What a relationship. I mean, you know, how good can it get? It's not that you're not going to have a disagreement. I mean, that's just human nature, but not to the point where it stops you from talking, loving, and saying, okay, let's get past that. Let's move on to the next one. Okay? Love you guys. Thank you for listening. Gratitude. The phones are open. And we have here 336. Good morning. Good morning. Hello? Good morning. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. I don't know what's happening here. I see the hands. I don't know if you guys can hear me out there. 336-399. Are you there? Okay. I see 6782 just hung up. I don't know what's wrong. I'm talking. Can someone call me to tell me if you can hear me out there? If not, we're going to keep talking about gratitude. Good morning. Good morning. I hate to keep doing this, but I'm trying to get the switchboard to work, and I don't know if someone would call me. 678, if you call my phone number and tell me if you can hear me, I would appreciate that. So I'll keep talking in the meantime to see. We're talking about gratitude. I apologize. I don't know what's going on. Okay. I apologize for that. I don't know what's going on. I was told that you and I can't hear you. So we'll try this again. Let's see. Good morning. Good morning. Strangest thing. So obviously, we're supposed to listen. I'll keep talking until the switchboard get clears up. I mean, maybe it's an overjam this morning. I mean, it is completely filled, but I don't understand why it's not allowing me to hear you. It says on air, and I see 336. Good morning. That is the strangest thing. Okay. Well, we keep going. So when we're talking about being grateful, I look back at it and I think about all the things, you know, over the years and where we are at this day. When you go back and you add up all the things that have helped you to become who you are, if you just add and just sit down one day and just get a pen and start writing down all the things that, the good things in your life that has motivated you to keep going, you know, the good things, things that your mother used to do, and you write them down. I remember when my mother used to, and you write that down. You finish that statement, write it down, and then you think about it. And when you're thinking about it, it actually should put a smile on your face because, you know, it's something that says, yeah, don't look at the things that you thought was negative, you know, because the negative thoughts are not going to promote you. It's not going to motivate you to do good. The negative thoughts are to create other negative thoughts and keep you actually cut off from good. But if you go back and you just simply write down, go back as far as you can remember as a child and just start thinking. And I know you say, well, I don't want to do homework, but it's not homework per se, it's personal work, because sometimes we need to go back to our childhood, look at the things that has happened during our childhood, and look at the good and how it motivated you, how it made you happy, and it promoted your thoughts to do something else, because then you said, if I did that, I can do something else, and that, too, will motivate me to do something good. So when you're writing these things down, as I tell my clients, they're not for me. They're for you, because only you know the feeling that you had at the time when it happened. You're the only person know that feeling, and you're the only person that can actually know if you're feeling that same feeling, because I don't know what you felt at the time. I really don't. But you do. And that happens will motivate you to go on and to do something even greater. So when you're writing it down, you just keep writing down all the good things, all the good things, all the good things, and then start keeping it in a journal so that you can look back at all the good. Don't worry about the mistakes. We all make mistakes. And you're going to do it as long as you're on this earth. You're going to make some errors. It's just the way that it is. It's just life. But if you look at all the good, it's going to promote you to keep going. It's your motivator. And especially, you know, I don't even like to talk about the economy and saying this, that, and the other, because I truly believe that, you know, it's all about the state of your mind. If you don't get caught up in hard times, the thought of hard times, then you pretty much are going to make it because you're not caught up in what they say on the news. Get caught up in your good. Get caught up in the things that you know that make you feel good, the things that you have achieved that you are proud of, and just keep concentrating on that, being grateful. Being grateful to the people that have helped you, being grateful to your daughter, being grateful to your grandchildren, being just grateful for people that have just planted a seed of good thought into your mind. Write those things down, and that's what will carry you through times when something negative comes, because, you know, we can be doing really, really good, and then all of a sudden something will come, a thought, a situation that will throw you completely off track. You need to go back, pick up your book. You can even call it the good book. I know we know there's only one good book, the Bible, but you can call it my personal good book. And just start reading that that will somehow or another kind of get your mind focused. Now, that doesn't take away from the Word of God, because I do believe that, you know, that's the main source. That is the main source. But even if you don't have yourself together, it's going to be hard for you to read God's Word and understand it, believe it, and accept it, because you in your mind don't think that you're worthy at the time. So you always have to be conscious about yourself, your thoughts, your thinking, in order for you to receive the word. I have people calling me because, like, for the listeners that's just coming on, we've had some difficulty in trying to get different ones on the radio. 336, are you on? Let's see here. We're going to try it again. 347, are you on? Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Dr. Bessie, how you doing?
Oh, my goodness, hi.
I had a hard time getting on, but I heard from the beginning. I just want to say thank you, and I just want to say that this is Cecilia from New York, and I just want to say, hello?
Yes, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, and I know you're having problems getting people on, because I've been trying to get on also, but I just think everybody just want to get on, and they just want to talk, and they just want to give you praises from the Cinderella Ball dance last weekend. I just want to tell you it was wonderful, it was beautiful, and it's something that I will keep with me for the rest of my life, and it was just beautiful, mothers and daughters dressing up and enjoying each other and having honest conversation with each other. I just want to thank you so much. And I just said, I know you're doing the work of the Lord when I went there, and I enjoyed myself. And you were such a graceful hostess. I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. I'm just saying that it was so wonderful and so beautiful. And I think everyone should experience something like this in their life. And you're having one next year, and I think every mother and daughter that want that loving relationship, that bondage relationship, should come and enjoy it. And then I just want to thank you so much. And I know I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people trying to get out there and express their appreciation also.
Thank you so very much. Yeah, the switchboard is just going crazy here, and I'm going from one to the other, and I'm trying to, you know, that's why I tell people, just be honest. Because I wasn't trying to fake it. I was just trying to say, okay, all the numbers was jumping in and out, and I'm like, I've never had it like this before. So there is some excitement out there, and I am grateful. But I want to say thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule and flying for the event. You know, had a difficult time trying to get here. But you made
yes.
it.
Yes, Lord, I'm so happy.
With the weather and the whole nine yards, we won't, you know, expose it all. But I just want people to know it was not an easy flight for Cecilia to fly from New York because of the weather. But she stuck it out, and after waiting 4 hours in the airport to Florida at 3 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
determined to come to the Mother and Daughter Gala. And I thank you, and we enjoyed you. It was wonderful.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. I really
Thank
enjoyed
you.
It. And about what you...
Go ahead. I was going to ask you, what do you feel about gratefulness, being grateful?
Gratefulness to me is just thankful. Thankful for everything that your parents or your mother try to do for you. Gratefulness.
It's a wonderful thing. Thank
yes.
you, Cecilia. I'm going to go ahead and so many people have been waiting. We're going to move down. Love you. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Okay, we have 336. Good morning. Are you there? Good morning, 336. Hello? Okay, here we go again. Good morning. Try it again.
Dr. Betsy?
Yes.
You can hear me now.
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. This is a friend in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah.
And how are you, Dr. Betsy?
I am doing just fine. How are you?
Good. As you know, your daughter and I are really good friends, and so I feel like she's my sister and you're my extended mother. So I wanted to call into the show today because not only have I been listening this morning, but I was also listening online to the show on bonding.
Uh-huh.
And they
Great.
Are so closely related in their topics to me. And so when I was listening to Being Grateful, it just took me right back to what I was listening to on the bonding show. And you had a pastor call in, and he was talking, you know, that, you know, when you were talking about honor and respect and that. And so when I think about being grateful, it takes me back to it's what the Lord commanded of children. And
uh-huh.
In his commandment number 5, when he says, honor thy mother and thy father. And that goes back to what that pastor was saying, was that you have to honor your parents, and that means having respect for them. And it also means giving unconditional love and being willing to be taught. And I think that's the thing. Any type of issue or problems you're having is a communication thing. And so we as mothers and we as children have to learn how to communicate, and it's a learning process. And so you need to be grateful for any time you have with your mother and mothers with your children, because you're not promised tomorrow, and you can be walking or standing right there in your home and pass out and die. And so any time you have, you need to be grateful with your mother. My husband lost his mother a couple of months ago. And, you know, the wish you coulda, shoulda, you know, came up. And everybody feels like that, even though he was really good to his mother. He took good care of his mother. But you need to be grateful for the time that you have with your parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm telling you, anyone that have lost a parent knows that you can go back into the archives of your mind and try to pull up as many things as you can of a wish I could or should have done. That's why I agree with you 100%. I tell young girls that, oh, I don't like her, she don't like me. You don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
But you wait till you don't have that mother. It's a whole new day or that father.
Exactly.
Whole new day.
Exactly. And I know you have other callers, but I also wanted to say that personally my mother is still alive. And I do what I can for her. I treat her as a queen should be treated. And that's how you should treat your parents. Not that you owe them anything, but some people say you do and some say you don't. I personally say you do owe them. You owe them because God gave you as a gift to them, and as a gift you should be pleasing and honoring and respecting your parent and your mother. And so I do everything I personally can to show my mother how much I love her, because one day, as we were saying, when her head gets cold, it won't be no woulda, coulda, shoulda. I know that I treated my mother with the most respect and love, and I honored her while she was here. So I just want to say that, and I look forward to seeing you again when you're in our area.
Okay.
I missed you the last time, so you have a blessed day, and I'll talk
to you. Before you go, I want to say something to you.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying about owing your mother. Don't you feel that you owe your mother? That's a different. You see, we talk about emotions, we talk about intent. Your intent is out of love.
Exactly, yes.
Some people, and when I say, oh, you don't owe your mother anything, and I'm meaning it from the fact that whatever we do, we should do out of love, because you love your mother, your mother's been good to you. Yes, then you owe your mother in your sense of the word, because you love your mother.
Yes.
That's what I tell people, you know, you don't owe them anything. But see, like my daughter doesn't owe me a thing. But the love and the relationship that we have for each other, I do believe that she would extend the same type of love that you're extending to your mother right now.
Exactly, and you're right. I'm glad you cleared it up because that is exactly what I was saying. I mean, from a earthly material standpoint, I owe her nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But in that sense, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I hope that continued communication with other people and sharing your wonderful network and organization, because I put it on my Facebook, and because I want to tell as many young people, and not just young people, but my friends, that this is a great network to come out and share and ask those questions if you don't have that relationship with your mother and how you can build that. So I am sharing the wonderful work that you're doing, and I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
You
have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good morning, 678. Good morning. Yeah, it's hard to get to you guys this morning. I tell you, everybody wants to talk, but when I try to get in there, it's just like they can't hear me. 678. Let's see if we can do this again.
Hello?
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Good morning.
Hi. I just want to say I'm enjoying the show. I've been trying to get in for a while. This is Janice, and I'm calling from Atlanta. And I just want to say that when we show gratitude to our mothers or our daughters, it's a very important step that we can do in the relationship. It just simply means that I love you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. A lot of times we may not agree with each other, and we just have to sometimes step back and let our daughters or our sons, for that matter, be themselves. We have to let them make their own mistakes, but in the meantime, we have to let them know that if they make a mistake, we'll be there. We may not always agree. My daughter and I, sometimes we don't agree and we don't share the same ideas, but me, myself, I had to step back and just let her grow. And I think since I've stepped back and tried to listen more and speak less, I would like to think that our relationship is getting better or has gotten better. So if she's listening, I just want her to know that we may not always agree, and we can agree to disagree, but I love her, and I wish her the best. And a lot of times when, you know, we're trying to always be in their lives and tell them what to do, we simply just don't want them to make same mistakes that we did, not realizing it is a part of growing up. And I would just like to say also before I get off the line, last weekend was just awesome. I just thank God for it. As Cecilia said, just the mothers and daughters who were there at the Cinderella Ball, it was just so nice. And the workshops that you did, they were also, the prayer breakfast was wonderful. And it was just a time to have honest conversation. The weather participated, and I just thank God. God allowed everyone to get there and get back home, and even with a little challenge here and there, God still worked everything out. You were the perfect host, and I just love you, and I look forward to next year when we do it again, when you do it again with the help of God.
When we do it again, that's the word. That's the key word, we, because I cannot do it by myself. I thank you for flying in from Atlanta. I mean, you know, you have to really recognize people that put their dollar out there. I mean, money is challenging to all of us, but you all put your money out there, your time, took time off of your jobs, and bought, you know, beautiful, beautiful outfits and came strutting to the mother and daughter gala. And I just want to say that I am so grateful. When I was thinking this morning, this week, what should we talk about, Lord? I'm like, you know, because I always say, Holy Spirit, you know, what should we talk about, and try to come up with, you know, what is the topic? And gratefulness came to me. You need to talk about being grateful. and thank everybody that participated, you know, and I will be sending out the thank you cards. It's just thank you, thank you, thank you. Because when you look at the total picture, you have to look at how much a person extended themselves to take time off of their vacation roll, to take time from their children, to spend their dollar to travel. And, of course, you know, I have to say this, Janice, you know. To you guys out there listening, I have to say this. Janice took her first flight, her first flight. And, you know, she said, okay, God, we're going to go and we're going to do this. And that to me was the ultimate, because I was a product of fear of flying. I know what that's like. And to fly the first time totally by herself without, you know, what we call our little flying buddy, as if that flying buddy can do something for you, you know, they can't. But that was my security blanket, is having someone that I know to talk to that understood me. But you got on that plane and you flew. Now she's ready to fly all over the world. That's all I'm hearing now. I'll be back. And, you know, sounds like Schwarzenegger. I will be back. So I thank you very, very much. It was wonderful. You were beautiful. And I thank you for all your help, because you was the one that was with me through all of the stress and hung in there. I truly appreciate that. Being grateful. And I thank your daughter. If she's not on here, she goes back and she listens to the archives, she will hear you. And it's, I think even the event itself probably softened your heart with the mother and daughter spirit, would you say?
Yes, it did. It really did. And next year, my daughter this year, she kept saying, well, Mom, I've got class and I'm not going to be able to make it. But my prayer is for next year that she will be able to make it and enjoy herself as well. As far as all mothers and daughters, I think it's more than just entertainment. Entertainment is an experience, and it's an experience that you really can't explain, but you feel the joy, you feel the love, you feel the healing, and that's what's so important with the mother and daughter bonding relationship. So even though my daughter wasn't there, you could feel the love and healing in other relationships at the workshop. So just having honest conversation, because you gave people at the prayer breakfast, the daughters and the mothers, to have honest conversation concerning different things, and a lot of things were brought to the table that daughters did not realize that their mothers had to deal with to get them where they are to the point where they were. So it's a healing experience as well, and that's so important. But I would urge everyone to just try to come, even if your daughter's not able to make it, if your mother's not able to make it. It's something that you can take from the table and plant a seed in someone else's life. And that's what it's about, making a mark in someone else's life that cannot be erased.
Wow. Wow, that's powerful. Thank you. Wow. That is powerful. That is exactly our mission, exactly what we're trying to do, and obviously we accomplished that, because that's the first time you've been to one of our mother and daughter sessions, and you received it. So thank you for that. That was a it was good for me. Thank you. Wow. Okay. Thank you, Janice. And you have a blessed. Okay, we go into caller number 336. Good morning. Let's see if we can do this. Good morning. Good morning. Let's see. We're trying to get you on, 336. You there? Good morning. Oh, she was. Hello? Well, she was there, and then something happened.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Come on, no, this switchboard is really showing up this morning. People are calling and they're texting me on my phone, and I think that's what's happening. I'm getting so many texts on the phone because people are trying to figure out, you know, I'm trying to get on and I can't get on, and I don't know what's going on this morning. I mean, and so when they text me, I think what's happening is that my it ties up my connection with hearing the caller. But other than that, I'm excited. I'm glad they texted me, and I'm glad that the switchboard is running over, and I'm glad that people are out there. And I didn't even know, like the caller that was from Winston-Salem a few minutes ago, she's been listening on the Internet. I love it when people let me know that they're listening on the Internet. Send an email at drbessie@mdbn.org and let me know that you're listening on the Internet, and send me a comment. I truly would appreciate that. So who do we have here? As if I don't know.
Oh, this is Angela in Winston-Salem.
How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. And I'm glad I just had to call in and just say, reiterate on what everybody else has said about last weekend. It was a wonderful mother and daughter gala weekend. We just had a lot of fun, and it was just wonderful. So I just wanted to reiterate on that and just want to let everybody know that or encourage everybody to get involved and to follow, you know, what's going on with the network, various events, not just once a year, but throughout the year, you know, find out what Dr. Bessie is doing, where she's going to be, and come out not in support of the network, but to receive, just like Janice was saying earlier, it's not just supporting a network. It is an opportunity for mothers and daughters to receive things that will, and information that will help enhance their relationship. So it's just a great opportunity to learn more, to be more, so you know you can really enjoy a better mother and daughter relationship. So I want to encourage them. And then also, I know you haven't announced it what's the plan for next year, but I want to let everybody know to keep following throughout the year, find out next year, make your plans early. Is getting bigger and better. So, you know, just stay involved, and I promise it will be worth your while.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say before the end of the show, I have talked to the board members, and we discussed some opportunities, and this is one that has been on our agenda from day one. We always want to do a mother and daughter cruise. So next year, we're going to do a mother and daughter cruise. I was speaking to the young lady that is going to put it all together. We're going to meet this coming week, and as soon as the website that is, you know, everybody pray for the website, it will be completed hopefully by the end of this week. We've been having difficulties with that, with the person that's building it, but hopefully by the end of the week, and you will see on there the mother and daughter gala, the date, the time. It will be a cruise. We're going to cruise for a week. We're going to do 5 days, and then we're going to do some activities when we land back in Miami. We're going to also make it an opportunity so that you can make your deposit and you can pay on it along and along. You have a whole year to pay on your cruise, your airfare, the whole nine yards. So it'll make it easier for everybody, and we're going to do this from here on out. We got a cruise, mother and daughter cruise. Don't miss it. You do not want to miss it. So thank you, Angela.
Oh, you're welcome, and I hope everybody have a wonderful day today.
Before you go, I want to thank you, too. Angela is my daughter, and she's also part of the mother and daughter. She's our chair of the board. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and coming down. Of course, she has two sons and a husband, and you know, there again, with the help of the good Lord and a friend, she was able to get it. Her friend helped her, you know, get there through better path. So, you know, God just blessed each way. Everybody had, you know, seemed like had difficult times trying to get to the gala, but everybody made it. And when we got here, we had such wonderful fun. I had friends that came from Orlando, and they drove up, and we all just kind of came together in one place, and we had a wonderful, wonderful time. We ate, had fun, went out to the gala, attended all the events, and I thank you for taking time out, and I know you had to wait in the airport and sit around and wait on your opportunity to get back home to your family, and I truly appreciate that, too. Okay.
No, it was wonderful.
Yeah, I tell you, it made my weekend. With all the stress, it still turned out to be an absolutely wonderful, wonderful event. Okay. Thank you, listeners. I truly, truly appreciate it. Today we're talking about being grateful. You know, being grateful, showing your mother or your daughter, and that doesn't exclude the family. Showing the entire family that you are grateful for them, you're grateful that God has placed in your life, and then let's look at what we can do to extend the gratefulness from our heart. And I call it Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, being thankful. I cannot thank all the people that has done so much, because they didn't have to do that. They didn't have to come in and volunteer their time to help set up the registration desk and to help put out the decorations and to help plan the event. You know, it's just, and I could go on and on and on a whole list of names, but like I said, you know, I don't want to make sure that I don't miss anybody, but I will do something special for these individuals that help put this event together. I cannot do it by myself. The one thing about a nonprofit organization, you need lots and lots of volunteers. You have to have volunteers to make it work. It just doesn't work. And you have to have someone that loves the mission of the organization. So you're thinking, well, I'm in New York, I'm in Atlanta, I'm in Texas, I'm in North Carolina, what can I do? The young lady that called in early, winner, she said what? I promote it. I send it out to my friends, and I tell them to go check it out. If you have a question, that's how you can help us. Also, you can go anytime you want to make a donation, you can go online and you can make a donation. And all that does, it's not money for Dr. Bessie, by no means. It's money that keeps the organization going. It's money that allowed me to help a mother and daughter that doesn't have money, that needs someone to talk to because the building is there and they can come in and they can get help. That's what you're doing. You're supporting a mother and daughter relationship. And I do it from my heart. It's not something that I get paid to do, trust me. I would love to get paid for what I do, but And I'm not being ungrateful, let me just say this, because God paid me. It's not that man has to pay me, and that's why I keep doing what I do, because every day I'm blessed. Every day I have a meal. Every day my car is running, you know. And I get up and I'm in good health, and I feel good. I look good, and I have a good attitude. And even when I drop in my thoughts and I have to pick myself up and I have to just think, you know, look how good God is to you. All your needs are met. So with that being said, I just want to let you know that being grateful, and it's giving me my time and it's getting ready to cut off, and I'm sorry, there's so many callers here that I didn't get to, but being grateful is really my pay. When I think back and I write down the things that have happened to me, the good things that have happened, I truly, truly, truly am grateful. And that motivates me to get on here every Saturday morning. It motivates me to actually talk to mothers and daughters, to meet with them, and to help in any way I possibly can, because then I know I work for a higher power. I work for God. You have a great day. Have a great week. I thank you for spending your time and energy with me today. God bless you. Bye-bye.